This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
It's going to be a challenge. We'll see if we're tough enough.
That's Max Strus after the game. Had a couple of
goofy
moments, but still, I thought, played pretty well last night. You had a problem with Max Strus?
No, for once.
Oh,
it wasn't
I had a problem with Max
Strus. It's you as the problem with Max Strus.
I thought maybe it's just Max is upset with Serena winners.
No.
And then I said, I'll give it a little more listen.
What do you feel like this game came down to, Max?
Pretty. Minute left, top seven. Can't lose that game. Just got to be better.
Okay, that was a little better answer for Chris Fedor, right?
I'd be pretty surprised if he was talking to me, too. So I gotta side with Max on that one.
Is that the definition of fuming?
I like that.
Is that the sound?
I like that.
The sound he's making, is that fuming?
He gave a little better answer there. Wasn't as short. Oh, wait, there's more short.
How do you process the emotions of this one in the way that it all ended?
I'll figure it out.
Because you've leaned on chemistry, camaraderie a lot of the year. How can that help you in recovering from a loss like this?
We're going to have to keep relying on it.
I'm wondering if you can get one of, or all of, Evan, Darius, DeAndre back. What can you expect from them?
It'd be
great to have them.
Just looking at what Don gave you, he's cramping at the end of the game, everything in the tank out on the floor, just seeing a teammate do that in this type of situation, just what does that mean for you guys, and obviously what he can bring going forward in this series?
Yeah, Don's a warrior, but he'll tell you himself, wasn't enough.
You know, Kenny said late it seemed like guys were struggling to get open on inbounds plays. They were kind of wreaking havoc there. Just what were you seeing out there?
I don't know what to tell you.
Do you think there was anything you guys could have done differently on that final possession on Tyrese's shot?
Probably.
What was it?
Figure it out.
What type of just physical toll did this one take on everyone?
Don't know.
I like
oh,
that.
Man, God.
Do you hear the breathe? Listen to the breathe. You know what that is?
That's seething.
You know what that is? That is for every guy out there. That is you driving. That's me and Liz driving. And we just missed an exit. And I'm not trying to escalate the situation. So I'm going to go.
Yeah, we get it.
That's
you're
what
pissed.
That is.
We get
that's
it that you're
that
pissed.
Is.
That
you
was
don't like
two
that?
Minutes.
Owen
that
didn't
was
like this.
Two minutes
I love
of it.
That.
It was two. Well, maybe.
You don't like that?
Maybe spend less time hopping around and losing your breath and get the ball inbounds, and then
out.
We don't have to do all that.
He freaked out,
then
but
we
he's
don't
mad.
Have to act like a child because you got to ask questions in the postgame.
I don't think he's acting
you're mad
because like
you couldn't get the ball inbounds.
They asked him, how does he process his feelings? How the hell would you process the feelings? We gave up a 7-point lead with 40 seconds
I'm
left, pal. How would you process
I'm
those
mad.
Feelings?
I wish we would have got the ball.
He's not pouting. He's trying not to make the situation even worse by exploding and yelling at the reporters, which is definitely, as you can hear in his inhaling
this
and exhaling,
this is his first ever interview as a professional basketball player. They've never asked him questions.
But he was obviously upset. And when you ask him a question, how do you process your feelings? I don't know. How do you process your feelings after something like that happens to you?
Process this.
Have you ever been in a situation like that? I don't know. How do you process those feelings? Did you have to ask that question? How do I process my feelings?
All right,
we
so
gave
you
him a 7-point lead
taking,
in front
you're
of a 20,000
people. You're taking the side
people.
Of how did you yes, question
I'm
Max
gonna
Struess?
I'm going to take Max Struess' side there.
Going yeah. after the media.
He's showing emotion. He's showing that he's mad. I love Max Struess for
media
that.
Media lately.
I love because you're asking me. And they continue to pepper him with questions.
Yeah, but
clearly I'm not in a good mood here, guys.
There's
clearly
no
I'm
question.
Not. I know you guys want me to explode. I'm not going to make the situation worse.
There's clearly. No question that would have gotten any legitimate answer.
Good
from
for
him.
Max Struess.
Like if you would have asked him about what were you seeing when you were trying to throw the ball inbounds and they had to use the last timeout that impacted the rest of the game. Don't know. Don't care.
Don't yeah. know.
Yeah. Kenny, what's the matter with you? We just missed an exit to try to go to Youngstown on 80. I don't know why we missed this exit. Kenny, what's the matter with you? Don't know. No idea. No, I only want to talk about.
Don't know.
That's what that was. All the reporters was just Liz sitting next to me in the car trying to start an argument. No, I'm not going to I'm not going to fall for it. Ain't going to happen.
I never know the true psyche of some of these guys. Obviously, they're all livid. Jared Allen gave a and maybe some people would
good
jump
for
on him for
moves.
Hold on. Maybe people would jump on him for doing this, but he gave an eloquent 8 minutes, very thoughtful. He was processing. Like Jared Allen stood up there and took the questions, didn't get mad. So every guy does this a little bit differently, right? Like they all have different ways to talk to the media. I mean, we've seen that with all, you know, even LeBron, depending on the game. Sometimes LeBron would go for 5 minutes with these soliloquies and be able to break down every possession for 8 minutes. And then sometimes he was so frustrated that he wasn't giving anybody the time of day. And obviously, that's clearly where Max was yesterday in that situation.
Good for the Struess Moose.
I did have someone who would know text me and say, you're upset at Struess? How about Ty Jerome, who was nowhere to be seen after shooting 1 of 14?
Oh, you got to face the music, buddy boy. You got to face the music.
Yeah, I'm not.
He didn't talk to the media at all.
I'm not positive.
I Jerome here.
I'm not positive what their protocol is on if the media has to, because like old
school.
Just tell
you, this person wouldn't know.
Okay, hold
old
on.
School, hold on. Old school, like NCAA games, you'd say, we want to talk to this guy, this guy, this guy. I'm not sure. Is it just open? Anybody, everybody has to talk, like not all 12 guys on the roster.
Well,
talk.
They open up the lock. I imagine this was get the text from the person who would know. Does that mean it's an open locker room situation and they're all sitting there, right?
They do
That's
both.
That's what I'm guessing.
No, they do it both. Said, so there's a press conference situation and there's also the locker room situation.
Well, because when you don't want to talk to the media, you go back to the training
room. The word locker room was specifically used. It said, how about Ty Jerome, who was nowhere to be seen in the locker room?
Oh, you got to answer.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I like Max Struess even more. Max stays. I mean, we'll see what happens in game 3, but as of right now, Max stays.
Yeah, it was such a bizarre game because I wrote down a note because I was tweeting through a lot of it, the good stuff, saying Big Mac Strus game. You know, oh, look at these defensive possessions against Miles Turner. He forced three rough shots. He's crashing in like a bat out of hell to get some of these rebounds. And then it got to the point because he went cold at the end of the third and into the fourth quarter. And before he shot that three, I wrote down a little too much Max Strus. I understand why it was a little too much Max Strus, because who could even handle the ball? I mean, Strus was playing.
I agree with you. He played his ass off.
He played
last
his
night.
Ass off. He played 39 minutes.
For the 27 seconds that I really needed him to play.
But then he could not trigger the ball out of bounds. He got beat for a couple of layups all of a sudden. And so he was just involved in every play. In a normal situation,
but we knew that
you're
going
doing,
in. You got three of your guys on the bench.
In a normal situation, you're subbing guys out. You're doing offense for defense. And a lot of it makes sense. You throw that out the window in a moment like that. And that's why, you know, it might be a little vexing. And you were on this, Owen, earlier, is that Ty Jerome was on the floor in a box out situation on the Halliburton free throw. Yeah, and whether or not there was a lane violation, I think the 2-minute report will clarify that, and I think there was. But once that ball got back to Tyrese Halliburton, it wasn't, you know, Dean Wade out there.
We got to understand.
It was Ty Jerome defending him. Big difference.
We got to understand something here, is that you got a bunch of people on hold and online right now who are questioning whether or not how much they care and whether they care more than the Cavs do. So I'm hearing a man who clearly cares and is clearly bothered and trying not to lose his temper with the media to make this situation worse, because he knows his place on this team. His place is not in the core four. He understands this is a pro doing this here. So I give Max Strus a lot of credit to stand in there, because all that is him trying not to lose his mind and get loud and give us something to play to kingdom come.
Probably.
That's all he's trying to do. That's a tough guy right there trying to do it. He knows he messed up. He knows he was put in a situation that he'd rather not be in, that we'd rather not have him on. And he had to deal with it. And then he probably had more people sitting around because they couldn't find Ty Jerome.
I don't know what to tell you.
If they couldn't find Ty Jerome, we're going to find somebody. Well, Max messed things up at the end of the game. He was having a potato sack race underneath the bucket. Let's go see what's going on with Max. And they went and asked Max a bunch of questions, and Max had to stand there and take it.
I don't know what to tell you.
Where did the other guy disappeared into the training room? What was he for the night from the field?
1 of 14.
1 of 14. Well, that argument's over.
Didn't get to the 3-point line, and did he even make a three? No, he had a two. That was it.
Man, you live by it, you die by it. And they died by it. 216-474 to below 92. I dig that, man. I dig that from Max Strus. Ed in Bay Village, congratulations on all your success. You're next up in the Fan.
You know, hats off to Strus, because I'm that man. I'm driving into work. So I'm serious. I give him respect. I mean, you know, I basically lose my mind. I mean, they could have asked him, hey, Max, how'd it feel when that guy stuck his finger halfway up to your brain? You know, that sucked. That was bad. But, you know, I don't understand how anybody can call in. I don't understand how anybody sitting on the bench last night could have felt comfortable even at 20 points up. With the guys who were down, I'm like, we were hanging by a thread. The fourth quarter, it seemed like the first few, I think, three or four series, it was like the crowd got quiet. The possessions were awful, and we went stone cold. So I was nervous when we were up 13. And we're talking about guys on the bench. Is it different? I watch a lot of Cavs basketball. Every time I saw them show Atkinson last night in the fourth quarter, he's sitting on the bench talking to some guy, like an assistant coach, like it's freaking preseason. I don't know.
Listen, I know you're mad, Ed, but I think there is a point in there about, because the fans, I think the fans were waiting for, I don't think they were waiting for the other shoe to drop or anything, and thank you for the call. I think they were waiting for Nian to make their run. They were making their run, and I think a lot of the fans, because I knew I was at home and I felt this way watching the game, where it did get a bit quiet, and I think a lot of people go, okay, here it comes. Now we have to sit here and deal with this and see whether or not that they can stave them off. And obviously, for the most part, they did, with the exception of the final few seconds of the basketball game. They were able to stave them off. And they were making every mistake they possibly could. But fans can do that. The team can't. And so now we're angry because we're trying to find things to blame because we shouldn't be down 0-2 in this series. It should at least be 1-1. And now it just feels like a 64-game season. There's always – they lose this series, man. I don't know what it does for the regular season for the rest of my life for a lot of fans. Because I think people will be bringing this thing up until we, you and I are old men. Well, what happened back in 2025? Ken, what happened then? These guys could all be retired, and we could be doing this. God bless if we can. And I'm telling you, people will bring this up. People bring up old stuff with the Browns constantly. So they will bring this up. Well, this is why you can't get excited. You remember what happened in 2024-25? So you can't go out like this. You can't do that. But I don't know what the hell you're supposed to do when you got everybody hurt. And when it does feel like the head coach of the basketball team, when he had that little five-minute deal that he had yesterday before the game, that sounded the alarms with me. I'm sitting there going, oh my gosh, this guy knows that this team, I don't think he's getting Evan Mobley back. I'd be shocked if Evan Mobley's coming back in this series. I think Darius Garland's going to have to do something. I don't know if there's enough shots that he has to take, but he's got to do something to get back out there. And do like a decoy, whatever it is, or he's going to have hell to pay with this fan base all summer long.
And at the very
least, Jason wrote right there.
And at the very least, leave the jorts at home.
And that's a start.
What about the Jordache jean jacket?
That could be a good look. I think that's coming back. I think a lot of the 80s stuff's coming back.
It is. Members only jacket? That's what they shot Tony Soprano in. Mm-hmm. Well, the guy who shot Tony Soprano.
You call me when they get the big bell-bottom JNCOs out there.
It all comes back around. There's only so many styles.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.